Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of the top voices in college basketball. We welcome on Jeff Goodman. He is with the Field of 68. Jeff, happy to have you join us today.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing fantastic, Jeff. Let's just start with this. I have not seen your poll yet, so maybe you have KU at number one. Maybe you have another team. But as we are entering the season, who do you have as the top team in college basketball?
Yeah, I've said I have Kansas number one. To be honest, I think Alabama's roster is probably a little bit better, but because of the Hall of Famer that's been coaching, and that's no disrespect to Nate Oates, who's done a great job at Alabama, but last I checked, he isn't Bill Self. So I have given Kansas the edge slightly, but I do think Alabama, boy, I don't know. I mean, they're loaded. Their second five could be, if you put them in there, they'd probably be ranked somewhere in the top 25. Their second five's that good. When they get healthy.
Jeff, how have you seen KU regroup and kind of change their roster over the course of the last couple of months? Last year's KU team certainly wasn't one of your typical teams. They seemed a little bit thin in areas, didn't have the depth. They have gone in the portal, they have gone with NIL, and they have changed this team a lot. For fans that maybe didn't keep up with this offseason and all the moves, how has KU been able to regroup and sort of rebuild that roster on the fly?
Yeah, I thought they did a poor job a year ago, to be honest, of depth, you know, and I just didn't quite understand it. Because to me, again, you've been doing this a long time. You know, Bill Self, Norm Roberts, Curtis Townsend, all those guys have been doing it a long time, and I just thought they left themselves painfully short when you got to be able to sustain injuries. And they were thin already, and then McCullough and Dickinson both suffered significant injuries towards the end of the year, and that was it. Like, it was almost like no Moss, like you throw in the towel and you had no chance. So they went out there and that was the first thing, right? Get depth, get 10 deep. And they've done that this year and they've addressed their two biggest issues, three biggest, with depth being number one, number two being perimeter shooting. Last year they brought in Nick Timberlake. He couldn't make a shot. The Townsend transfer. This year they're like, okay, you know what? We're not going to put all our eggs in one basket. We're going to get two shooters. We're going to get, you know, Lawrence's own Zeke Mayo from South Dakota State, who can really shoot it, combo guard. And we're going to go get Rylan Griffin from Alabama, a little bit longer, who can also shoot it. So one of them will be on the court at all times to give spacing. Then we're going to go get A.J. Storr, who, you know, listen, he's going to be the wild card of this team. You know, he's going to be the wild card coming over, you know, from Wisconsin. And he's a guy who can break it down a little bit, but Bill Self, you could see, is already, you know, a little frustrated with what he's given him or not given him. You know, he told me he should be one of the best rebounders in the team and hasn't been that yet. And then you bring in the freshman. Like, Flory Badunga is a kid that if they didn't have Hunter Dickinson, I'm surprised he went to Kansas in a way. I thought he could have played 30 minutes somewhere else. He's an animal. I mean, he plays that hard. And he's undersized, but he's long. And he's not the most skilled dude in the world, but, man, does he play, again, just so hard. And then Marquise Passmore, one of the best perimeter. You know, he can be an elite perimeter defender. So they've got everything now. They fit together. And Zach Clements, who I thought should have come out of his red shirt last year, I don't understand why he didn't. He's going to play this year. He could have played 20 minutes last year. And instead, he's going to play like 8 minutes this year, I would think. So that one baffled me. But they've got a lot of weapons, guys. A lot of weapons, a lot of depth. Yeah, the biggest surprise was they played the kid David Coit from Northern Illinois, the transfer. He played like 20 minutes the other night.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Goodman. He is with the Field of 68. We're taking a closer look at KU in their game against North Carolina coming up tomorrow at the Fieldhouse. Jeff, how cool is it now, and maybe this is just, you know, times are changing in college basketball, that these games are now on campus. Last year, KU hosted UConn at Allen Fieldhouse. They're now playing North Carolina at Allen Fieldhouse. I'm all for the neutral site games, but you and I both know there's something different playing this on campus in front of college students. How cool is it that both of these programs have agreed to even play a game like this?
No, it's awesome, and we need more of it, especially in the first week. I've been a proponent of, like, this needs to happen where, you know, maybe it's a rotation where you have 10, 12 programs, and they each play, you know, every other year. You know, I don't know, maybe it's a two-year deal. You know, Kansas plays for 2 years, Carolina, you know, home and home. That first week of the season, same thing with Duke, you know, and they rotate, right? Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Alabama, UConn, you have like 10 or 12 teams, and they're all, to me, you should have a big boy game tonight. We got nothing. There's nothing on tonight. Zero. Now, I know it's Thursday night football. I get it. But to me, you could still have one college hoops game that starts up at, I don't know, what time's the NFL game today? I think it's like 8:15, maybe, Eastern time.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Right. You could start a game at 7. You could start a game at 7. You could start it at 9:30 if you needed to, and not completely coincide with Thursday night football. But, you know, to me, again, I love these games. The game, I wish I was going to be there Friday night. I'm not. I will see Kansas. Part of the reason I'm not going is because I'm going to see Kansas against Michigan State, you know, on Tuesday, next Tuesday in Atlanta at Champions Classic, of which Duke and Kentucky will play in the other matchup. So I get a little more bang for my buck. But, yeah, it's 1,000 times better watching a game at, you know, Fog Allen, in Chapel Hill, at Cameron, at Rupp, at all those places, Breslin, Michigan State, wherever you – there, it's 1,000 times better than these neutral site camps.
Jeff, this is a side point, I guess, but you would be able to answer this question. Why doesn't college basketball still do that 24-hour thing? I feel like college basketball had something that was pretty unique and kind of their own, where, you know, the NFL makes opening week a big deal. We know that the defending Super Bowl champion is going to play that Thursday. Baseball has opening day with all of his pageantry. I felt like college basketball had that kind of event to kick off the season, and it just went away for whatever reason.
No idea. And I was at ESPN. I never got a straight answer on that one of why they're not doing it anymore. But I will tell you this, and we won't be able to do it with the same way that ESPN did it, but we just, Field of 68, we started the season the other day in Sioux Falls at the Pentagon in South Dakota with three really good mid-major games, right? Charleston, Southern Illinois, St. Louis, Santa Clara. Then we ended it with McNeese State and South Dakota State. Next year, I want to do the marathon again on Field of 68. I want to do 9 games, bounce around the country. May not be everyone at a home site, but I want to do something where there's 9 games all day. And you know what? At least we can do something. And to be honest, I think if we do it at Field of 68, then maybe ESPN says, you know what? Maybe we need to do it again. You know, and if that has to happen, if we do it to basically get bought out of it, it's good for the sport.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Goodman here for a couple more minutes, getting his thoughts on college basketball. I've got one North Carolina question to ask you, and then I guess big picture. Tell us a little bit more about this North Carolina team. I can't believe that RJ Davis is still in school. Maybe I'm just getting to the point that it's just surprising that guys stay 4 or 5 years of college basketball. I know that Carolina is a top 10 team, just hard to really pick any team to go inside Allen Fieldhouse and win. Tell us a little bit about more about North Carolina and what you think their chances are.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are this season?
Well, they got an elite backcourt. RJ, obviously, maybe the best player in the country. I would say RJ and Hunter Dickinson are maybe, with Cooper Flagg, the Duke freshman, like 1A, B, and C for National Player of the Year. I mean, Mark Sears in there, too. It's kind of wide open. RJ's terrific. Elliott Cadeau has been the biggest difference for them. He was a reclassified freshman a year ago, an elite pass-first point guard who struggled last year, and he struggled to really shoot it. And I talked to Hubert Davis a few weeks ago. He said, this is going to be a different player. And sure enough, first game, I think he made 3 or 4 threes. So their backcourt's going to carry him. The big question is in the frontcourt. Well-traveled veteran Jalen Withers plays the four. He's fine. He's talented. He's never quite lived up to the potential. And then you got Jalen Washington, who's kind of a string bean at the five. They got another kid who transferred in from Vandy, Van Allen Lubin up front. I guess what I'm trying to say is up front is their biggest weakness. And that's obviously Kansas's biggest strength with Hunter Dickinson and KJ Adams. So, you know, Kansas can punish him on the glass. They can punish him in the post. Can he foul out a couple of those guys? Potentially, that's where Kansas, they got to go old school if I'm Bill Self and really pound the ball down low to Hunter early and often and see if he can really take advantage. But again, it's going to be the backcourt. Can they slow down Carolina? They're going to want to run the Tar Heels. They don't play traditional like they did with, you know, two bigs. They don't even have a true big. So the big question is going to be, again, defensively, you know, DeJuan and some of those other guards, you know, Zeke Mayo probably in particular, can they slow down Cadeau and RJ Davis?
Last question here. We're talking to Jeff Goodman. I've seen him play a little bit. I'm pretty familiar with him, but I'm not sure if the average college basketball
He's
is
awesome.
Familiar
He's
with
him. He's awesome. I know who you're asking, but
yeah,
he is awesome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because so I listened to the Bill Simmons podcast, and he said that he believes that Cooper Flagg is the best freshman we've seen in college basketball since Kevin Durant. That is
He's probably never seen him. I mean, listen, Bill Simmons has probably never seen Cooper Flagg play. I guarantee he's never seen him play, in fact. So, like that hyperbole is ridiculous.
Okay, so I'm asking you because you have seen him play in person.
Yeah.
How good is Cooper Flagg?
You know, we'll see, and that's where these people make these crazy predictions, and then when they turn out right, they say, I told you so. Like, come on, man. Like, again, Cooper Flagg is a very unique player with a unique skill set. you know, you look at him and you're like, oh man, you know, 6'8", 6'9", white kid, he's going to shoot the hell out of it. That's actually probably his biggest weakness. His biggest strength is his court vision, his passing ability. He can get to the basket. He's an elite shot blocker, elite. Like, he'll block shots closing out on the perimeter. He'll block shots in the post. He can run the floor. He makes people better. He fills up the stat sheet. He's just not a guy who's going to go for 25 or 30 very often. His stat line is probably going to be what it was game one, which was like 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, maybe a block, a couple blocks. Like, he just, man, he's fun to watch, and he'll be fun to be hated by everybody that either isn't a fan of Duke or isn't from Maine, because that's where he hails from.
That is Jeff Goodman joining us on the show. He does fantastic work with Field of 68. Jeff, we got to have you back on as the college basketball season comes together. We got at least two interesting local stories. We got Kansas and K-State. We don't got to talk anything about Missouri. They're terrible.
They are bad. They are bad, unfortunately. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.